Hi, welcome to the Miss Tina Show. I'm your host, Miss Tina. Thank you for joining me today. The Miss Tina Show is heard live worldwide every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on BBS Radio, YouTube, Facebook, and a host of other worldwide networks. If you'd like a little bit more information about my show, my private practice, I'm available worldwide via Zoom. My best-selling books that are available on Amazon, and also the Bach Flower Remedies. Just visit my website at www.misstinashow.com. Again, that's www.misstinashow.com. Well, tonight I'm going to answer your question, how do I raise my emotional and spiritual vibration? And let's just even begin at the very beginning. What is vibration? What is she talking about? A really incredible wise soul by the name of Albert Einstein once said, I'll just short quote, everything in life is vibration. Everything in life is vibration. So basically what he was saying was everything in the universe is made up of energy, of molecules. And they all vibrate at different speeds. This also includes not just ourselves, but trees, plants, flowers, rocks, the sea, the animals, be it our personal pets like dogs and cats and horses or even cattle. Everything vibrates, including our thoughts and emotions. And this is what we're going to talk about. It's about when you're vibrating at a much higher level, you're going to automatically feel lighter, for instance, happier, and much more calm and at ease. Whereas when you allow yourself to lower your frequency, lower your energetic and emotional vibration, you're going to feel heavy, you're going to feel dark, and you're going to feel confused. So tonight I have a question, two questions for you. Number one is, how are you vibrating right now? So if you kind of did a reading on yourself, took a little, you know, vibration thermometer, okay, and read your vibratory frequency, your vibratory rate, where are you on the scale? And I have a little scale too that I'm kind of work with and share with you tonight as well. So keep that in mind. You know, you need to, it's very advisable, very highly recommended on a daily basis. I highly recommend it first thing in the morning, last thing at night before you decide to go to sleep, is that you check in with yourself and really see, you know, just be aware of your energetic vibration. Do you have a lot of anger within you? Are you experiencing that? Are you feeling frightened or paranoid of a certain situation? Are you feeling worrisome about situations in your life or within the world? All of these things that you may be concerned about are going to lower your energetic frequency, your emotional frequency. The other question is, how about the world? What do you think today the world's energetic, emotional, and spiritual vibration is? And we could just keep it within, you know, the United States, or at least on planet Earth, when I mean the world. Let's just keep it to Earth. Well, Earth, as I've talked about in former episodes, is really going through an enormous conscious awakening and a spiritual awakening. And because of that, it is also shifting its vibration itself. Because of the vibration shift and the shift in its own consciousness, That's why we're having so many drastic symptoms, symptomatic episodes on the earth, such as, you know, like the tornado we recently had. That one, I understand, may be wrong, but from what I quickly heard on the news, went on consistently for 220 miles. Is that correct? Unheard of. Like, nobody's ever heard about that in the scientific world, in the weatherman world. So all of these things that are occurring now on Mother Earth is all based also on frequency. Yep, frequency. And the consciousness of Mother Earth as well. So what about the world today? We have so much concern today regarding in our everyday health and the potential, the possibility to be exposed to diseases and viruses that could dramatically change our life and those of the individuals in our family that we care about and that we love. And we have all the different occurrences that are happening on the planet caused by Mother Earth as well. We have the political unrest that is taking place with the polarization. Each one of these paradigms, as it would be. So let's just take the medical challenges that we're having today with the overall health exposures that we're, you know, just all the complications that we're going through on a day-to-day, you know, basis. All of this has vibrations, frequency vibrations. And so if these particular paradigms are causing you, creating fear within you, worry within you, a nervousness, a paranoia, a hopelessness, depression. So it drops down not only your vibration, but it drops down your immune system, and it also alters and changes your perspective on your external world as well. So how is the world doing? Well, unfortunately, whenever there's a change and a shift in consciousness and frequency, it pretty much gets worse before it will get better. Just like in yourself, if you go through like a detoxification or anything like that, you're going to get worse before you get better. So that's what the world is going through right now. And the frequency is quite low. There's a lot of hatred and indifferences, disrespect, the inability to trust one another. All of this with the polarization, not knowing who's telling you the truth, who should you listen to, what should you do, and these decisions that you have to make every day for yourself and also your family. So the world as it exists right now, your day-to-day third world mirror reflection back to you, is at a very low frequency. However, within that is the potential to raise frequency as well. People are being forced to make a lot of very profound and deep decisions about themselves, about their occupation, and about their lifestyle as well. A lot of people, when they were basically unable to go to their job, you know, at a brick and mortar building, and were forced to work at home, are now choosing, you know, I don't want to go back to that brick and mortar location anymore. I want to maintain and continue to work in my residence because I could be with my children, I could be with my dog. So every day you have choices to make. But one of the most profound choices that you have to make, that you're required to make, you really have no choices, how do you respond? How do you respond to the shift? How do you respond to changes that you are being forced to deal with on a regular daily basis? And it's speeding up. It's going quite fast right now with the shift, with the transformation of the human consciousness as well as what Mother Earth herself is doing. So you have your own vibration, and then you have the vibration of the world itself. Now, we're going through the holidays now, so a lot of people are gathering together, close friends and family, even at your workplace. Hopefully you have that opportunity to be with people again on a more personal, intimate level. It's very important for you to be aware of your own emotional frequency. And also, in addition, number one responsibility, be aware of your own frequency. And then choose. What are you going to do about it? If you find yourself in a great deal of sadness, if you find yourself in a great deal of worry, if you find yourself in a state of confusion, you're just hopeless, you just don't know what to do, because the 3D world, that dimension, that, you know, it's like really, it's the holographic experience has changed. It's not what it used to be a couple years ago. Now you're in a different reality, and it's not coming back. It's not coming back. It's moving forward. And so you're still trying to adjust to all of these changes that are occurring, and the loss and grieving as well of the old paradigm that perhaps you grew up with as a young person and so forth like that. So you're going through a lot of emotional experiences right now, to the point of overdose of emotional experiences. So much right now are occurring within you that you really don't even know where to begin. And it's really going to be helpful if you can just put yourself in a calm, relaxed state. And it's okay to say to yourself, to admit to yourself, I'm frightened right now. I'm afraid right now. I'm angry right now. I don't know what to do right now. All of that is okay. Just own it where you're at. Own your emotional state. And then realize that within you, you have the power, such a magnificent, profound power within you, to take where you're at. If you find yourself in the lower frequency emotionally, based on what is going on in the world's frequency, and you just haven't really taken the time, or were just kind of like hoping that things were going to get back to normal, so you really didn't need to take that time and go through a self-evaluation and also the awakening of like, wow, I went to bed and now I just woke up and the world's completely changed. It's not the same world. It's not the same paradigm that it was when you went to sleep a few years ago. It is changed dramatically, and it will continue to dramatically change, that you won't even recognize the future paradigm at all. And I had another vision. I do get prophetic or futuristic visions ever since I was a child. And another one came to me just over the weekend. And, you know, it's not a happy thing. You know, more of a Mother Nature, very severe natural occurrence that will be occurring on the earth plane that will dramatically shift and change the lives of many, 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 many people, and will change the geographic element of Mother Earth as well. But life goes on. This is what energy is all about. It's always moving. It's always moving forward, always moving forward. And with that, depending on the intent and the vibration of how that energy is being directed, that's what it will cause and create. So for some of you, this might be just a moment of profound, like, loss. You know, what happened to the world that I used to live in? What happened to it? And you mean it's never coming back? No, it's never coming back. And it's totally understandable for you to feel so just uncertain and unsettled and disconnected, so to say, from your old self, your old reality. So it's really important now to take the time. It's a state just like when you do have a loss of a friend, a loved one, a beloved pet. Even though there is no death, and they spiritually and energetically still live and oftentimes remain right by our sides, there still is an adjustment period where you have to adapt. You have to find your new self again, your new center again, with that lack of or loss of a physical self of that individual or that pet. So now you're talking about a paradigm. What happened to that world that I used to know? What happened to the world that I grew up in? What happened to the world that my dreams and hope and aspirations were set before me? I had all these goals. Now what? The most important thing that you realize is that in your energy field, as a consciousness, as a spiritual being, you have to become aware of your own vibration and then be aware of how you react, how you respond to this exterior paradigm that you're living within, multiple realities on planet Earth, and be aware of what your immediate response is. And if your response is fear, if your response is worry and anger and out of control, hopelessness, depression, all of that, then it's time for you to regroup again with yourself and accept it, accept the fact that that's gone. Just like a love, like a best friend, like a beloved dog, that reality is a living essence. Is gone. It has transitioned on. And now you've entered into a new reality, which is changing dramatically and very quickly right now as well. It's not going to settle for a very long time. And the world that you knew it, you know, the United States perhaps that you knew, is shifting. It's gone. You know, when they talk about democracy, that it could collapse. It's already collapsed. It's already done. It's just now it is expressing itself or showing itself or confirming the shift, the transition, the change in the 3D world now. It's a mirror reflection, but energetically it's already occurred. You have to realign yourself with these new realities. And it's very difficult. And the one way to do that is be in the world, but not of the world. Because this is exhausting. If you're constantly building yourself, your constitution, your energetic frequency, based on the external world, based on the belief systems and value systems and man-made realities of other people, you're going to get spinned out. You're never going to have that moment of peace. You're never going to feel at home. You're never going to feel safe. You're never going to feel comfortable while you remain incarnated in your human body. And there's no fun to go through life on Earth constantly being afraid. And constantly feeling exhausted emotionally and spiritually, and constantly wondering concerned what's right around the corner. Like, what's the next shoe to drop? Oh my God, what else can occur? It's only going to get worse. If you accept the fact of just energy and how it works and the manifestation of it, that, yeah, it could get worse, but that doesn't change you. That's the key that we're going to talk about tonight. What happens out in the 3D world should not change your energetic frequency, emotionally or spiritually. So that no matter what you go through, no matter what it is, you're going through a tsunami, you're going through a tornado, whatever it is that's coming at you, you basically just have to accept it because it's its own entity, its own consciousness, its own frequency, its own paradigm. You can't control it. You can't stop it. You're only in control and in charge of yourself. And you need to just go through it. And when I do visualization for myself, is that I laugh my way. I just put a smile on my face, no matter what I go through in the matrix, through the matrix. Because ultimately, it's not going to kill me anyway. It might terminate my body, but I'm still going to be okay. And I've learned to just embrace, take a deep breath, and go through it with a smile on my face and a grin, no matter what it is. got to take a short break, but we'll be right back.
Are you feeling sad, exhausted, frightened, or confused? Is your new puppy bouncing off the walls and chewing everything? Are your kids feeling overwhelmed, experiencing restless nights? Bach flower remedies were discovered by Dr. Bach in the early 1920s in England. They gently restore the balance between mind and body by casting out negative emotions such as fear, worry, hatred, and indecision, which interfere with the equilibrium of the being as a whole. The Bach flower remedies allow peace and happiness to return to the sufferer so that the body is free to heal itself. There are 38 original Bach flower remedies and are recommended in 7 categories. 1. For those who have fear, panic, emotional paralysis. 2. For those who suffer uncertainty, confusion, can't decide. 3. For those who feel overwhelmed, exhausted, and unable to move forward. 4. For those who suffer from loneliness, always seeking the attention of others. 5. For those who are oversensitive to the influences and ideas of others. 6. For those who suffer despondency and despair. 7. For those who are over-concerned for the welfare of others. Bach flower remedies are completely safe, derived from wildflowers, and are beneficial for your pets and children too. For more information, www.MissTinaShow.com.
Hi, welcome to the Miss Tina Show. I'm your host, Miss Tina. Thank you for joining me again. And if you'd like more information about me, my private practice, my best-selling books, just visit my website at www.MissTinaShow.com. That's www.MissTinaShow.com. Okay, so, you know, like Paul Revere, you know, the British are coming, the British are coming. Okay, so, yeah. It's kind of hard to say, are things going to get better? Because it's all relative. It's your own perspective. For some people, they might think it is going to get better. And for other people, they might just see it as the end of the world and gloom and so forth like that. Energy never dies. It just transforms itself into manifestation in the 3D world as well. And so what we're going through right now is a death of the old paradigm as well as the rebirth of a whole new consciousness. And it definitely, without a doubt, probably feels, you know, a little bit like hell on earth for you right now. And it might have caught you off guard. For those who were more spiritually awakened, they were probably well noticed in advance, like, yeah, we know the shift's coming. Yeah, we know we're moving from the third dimension to the fifth dimension and whatever they want to call it. But for those of you who weren't aware of these shifts occurring, it's your wake-up call right now. And there's no, how would I say, you can't just put yourself in lockdown. You have to continue to move forward. Consciousness always moves forward. In a body, out of a body. It doesn't matter. You move forward and you move through things. And is it user-friendly or a fun, exciting thing to go through a tsunami? No. Or a tornado? No. Or any of these type of episodes that occur on Mother Earth. But it doesn't mean that that element of energy doesn't have the same right as you and I do to express itself. And that's exactly what it's doing. And we need to not isolate ourselves and put ourselves in some kind of, you know, protective ya-ya bubble, thinking that no harm will ever come to us, right? I mean, we need to be resilient and very flexible and accepting. If you put yourself in a mental prison of lockdown, and it's like everything outside of that little bubble is frightening to you, and you're not willing to allow yourself to experience any of that, you're going to grow very rigid and your energy will be very, very low in frequency. At a higher frequency, you float above it. You just rise above it. And I have gotten through all of my challenges, very volatile, very dangerous situations in this lifetime by laughing. I just laugh. I go, okay, this is going to be fun. You know, this might kill me, but not really. You know, it might release me from my body. Okay. But it's one more experience of a soul having an earthly experience. And you have to just kind of like expect other elements as well as consciousness, people. You know, Mother Earth is an element, right? The sea is an element, the tree, the land, the water, the sky. I mean, all of these things are living elements, living beings. And they have the same free will and free choice that we do to create and to express itself. And we cannot control these things. We cannot just, you know, put a lock on them and say, now behave. Don't come out. Don't cause flooding anymore. We can't do that. But what we can do, and really what we must do, is we must be aware of our own energetic, emotional, and spiritual vibration, of how we respond to all these other living elements outside of ourselves. And realize that there's a lot of living elements out there that are able to create and express themselves just like we do. And as soon as they decide to speak up, it totally throws us off balance. And then we don't know what to do. Instead, we need to learn, allow ourselves, first of all, to be aware of all of them and realize that we don't have control or domination over them, as well as other people, you know, other elements, spiritual consciousnesses in a human body, and that people are going to be what people are going to choose to be as well. And right now we're going through a real dark, lower frequency stage of the human consciousness. But from that, we're going to shift. And this is your incredible opportunity for those that are like, game on. Thanks, Miss Tina. What better time to become aware of your frequency and to take hold and mastery of self, that when the worst situations are occurring now, or beginning to unfold, far worse is going to happen in my lifetime. And it's like, fine. I'm like, okay, fine. I mean, that's what I came here. I came to Earth to have an experience. I came to Mother Earth not to live in fear and not to live in some fabricated illusion, delusionary, artificial reality, you know, that no harm would ever come to me. But what kind of harm? You know, what kind of harm are we really talking about? Because ultimately, nothing can harm you. Nothing can ever harm the soul. Nothing can ever harm you, the spiritual being. Your body, yeah, your body may be ripped apart in a million pieces, but you will still be intact, the real element of you. Will you not be able to live on this plane? Perhaps not. You'll be in another dimension, but you will go forward. And you will go on. And I think why it's such a hard time right now for so many incarnated souls is because their paradigm was so restricted on what reality is and what their day-to-day experience in life. And I think there was a lot of misunderstanding and deception about control. That you want, as an individual soul incarnated human body, that you could create all of these realities and paradigms and so forth like that without any conscious awareness of anything else. Do whatever you want. You know, the earth can't say anything, the trees can't say anything, the ocean can't say anything, space can't say anything. That's delusional. You know, I don't know how else to say it. That's delusional to think that you alone can create a certain 3D reality, you know, that you want to experience, and you have every right to do that, but not expecting interference, not expecting the tornado to just come through and wipe through you, or a tsunami to come right through. It's going to do that because it can, just like we can create anything we want. And there's a lot of us on the planet, including the planet itself. And that's why we have what we have today. So your job, your assignment today is that become aware of your frequency. And you need to choose yourself. It's very important. You need to choose to no longer live in the dark, in the fear. What's there to be afraid of? What are you afraid of? Only you could answer that question. If you're afraid of death, then you need to work on that, because there is no death. If you're afraid of the government and democracy collapsing, you need to work on that. Why? Why would that frighten you? What is it that's restricting you and basically, you know, kind of like just freezing you in time in your consciousness, that you have not allowed yourself to be adaptable, to be resilient, and to be the powerful, amazing soul that you are? Because as a soul, you have been through so many experiences already. So many experiences. You probably just forgot. You know, you might not have recall on a conscious level of your past lifetimes. So whatever is going to happen while you're still within your humanistic dimension, just take a deep breath, like you're at a carnival, you know, or you go to Walt Disney World or one of these adventure entertainment centers, and you go on a roller coaster ride, right? Or you go on those rides that, you know, literally put you upside down, right? Or, you know, they've created so many things today. And what do? You might scream, you know, ah, all the way down the ride. You're hanging upside down. Ah, you're screaming. Okay, that's cool. And then you get off the ride and you go, boy, that was fun. Let's do it again. Yeah. Oh, that was fun. Scared the hell out of me, but let's do it again. Guess what? That's the same attitude you should have about your life right now, incarnated in a human body. Scared the hell out of me, but let's do it again. And guess what? You do. You keep on reincarnating over and over again. Scared the hell out of me. Yeah, I got killed. They just blew the hell out of my body. But let's do it again. Wasn't that fun? Life is like a carnival. It's like going on these adventure rides. You might be screaming upside down and going down, or these horror, you know, things. You're in the mirrors, you're confused, you don't know where the exit is. That's what life is. But as soon as you get out of the ride, you're like, let's do it again. You need to have that whatever attitude to get through life. Because you ultimately will never be able to control the ultimate outcome. And whenever you bought a ticket, you know, you bought a ticket to come down here, front row seat, at one of the most exciting moments and times of the Earth's evolution and shift in consciousness. Well, you got that ticket, you bought it, but it's a round way ticket, so nothing to be frightened of, you know. Ultimately, you're going to leave and you're going to go back to wherever your home, your ultimate soul home is. And are you down here now as to experience it all? That's all it is. I mean, after you transition and you leave your body and you're back home, call it heaven, call it whatever is comfortable for you, you're going to have that moment of review and you're all going to be sitting there going, whoa. And you're very brave and you're very courageous right now to be incarnated in the world as it is today. But the main cause for all of the so much of the suffering is the resistance to change. The more you resist as a soul, as a spiritual being, the more you resist to what is really occurring energetically on the planet, what's happening in the paradigm, as a paradigm shifting, the more you resist, the more it's going to persist. You're going to feel it come down on you even heavier and heavier. I laugh my way all the way through. I fly all the way through. I just rise above it all the time with no really concern about an outcome. I really don't. Because why worry? I mean, ultimately, you don't have the control, ultimately. And you knew when you decided to come. You might not have remembered, but you knew what was going to take. That's why there's more people on the planet Earth now than there ever has been, that history can recall. Because everybody wanted to come to be a part of this unbelievable shift and transformation of the paradigm on Earth. But you got a round-trip ticket. So no worries. And you already knew that before you decided to come. So you need to take a deep breath. You need to just relax. And you need to now become more aware. And just tell yourself, whatever occurs from this moment on, whatever changes occur in the paradigm, within our health element, within the government element, on the planet, where more natural disasters, just accept it. Just embrace it. You can't fight it. You're not going to stop it. There's nothing to fight about here with any of this. It's a living element, and it's occurring, and it has just as much right to express itself. This is bigger than all of us put together, basically. I mean, this has been predicted for thousands of years. And now it's occurring, and you're here. And embrace the moment to allow yourself to learn. It's a great spiritual opportunity of growth that you allow yourself to raise your frequency, to raise yourself above all of these tribulations, as it would be identified on Earth, going on right now, the collapse of so much that everyone has been accustomed to being the norm or the normal way of life. Well, a new way of life is coming in. It's that simple. And it was no different than when I was living 2,000 years ago in the Roman time as a centurion soldier. Well, there's a consciousness there too, the Roman way. I mean, the Roman government ruled everything, and they thought they would live forever, that they would exist forever. They never knew that they were going to be destroyed by a group of barbarians, but they were. You know, where's all the Egyptian people? It's called life. We evolve, we change, we grow. And everything has a beginning, middle, and end, and then something new comes up, and something new comes up. Energy is always transforming and expresses itself and manifests itself in a new form, in a new belief system, in a new reality. And you're part of that right now. And it's so exciting. So exciting to be right here on Earth right now through all of these changes. Take a deep breath.
Discover our three best spiritual self-help books on Amazon. Amazon. 1. Miracles and a Prophetic Message from an Angel is a rare opportunity for you to read the phenomenal story of one woman's journey and spiritual transformation into becoming one of God's own personal healers and to bear witness to the countless miracles. 2. The best-selling guide to spiritual interpretations of your dreams guides the reader through various types of nightly visions and provides them with profound spiritual interpretations and positive affirmations. 3. Jesus and a Roman Centurion. A past life memoir is a profound regression that captures the very essence of Jesus when a Roman centurion locates the 2-year-old Christ child and ultimately chooses to betray everything he had ever believed in or known. Learn more about us on www.mistinashow.com and see the spiritual changes within you.
Hi, welcome back to the Miss Tina Show. I'm your host, Miss Tina. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. You know, for some of you, you might say, but I like the way things work. Well, then be grateful for the time that you had. Things were the way they were that you liked. But the end of the day is that nothing remains the same. Nothing. Things are always dying, as we would consider dying, transitioning from one element to another. That is just the process of life all day long. If you just go to planet Earth here, that's all you see. I mean, just look at the trees, look at the leaves, look at the grass. Everything keeps on transitioning from a rebirth to death. And so does our consciousness. So does our paradigm. You know, as things change here, particularly like in the United States of America, and people are used to a very, for the most part, user-friendly, comfortable way of life, right? I would say most people, even people that are living in, you know, substandards, still have hopefully a roof over their head, food to eat, electricity, water, some kind of TV, so forth like that. But children in third world countries don't have any of that. You know, they don't have television with 600 channels. They don't have cell phones. They don't have electricity. They don't have running water in their huts or tents or metal buildings or anything like that that they live in. And years ago, I did a lot of work, missionary work out in the islands, particularly Jamaica and Haiti. And it was amazing the condition that people lived in. And yet the children would still run up to me, you know, when I came into their villages, literally their villages, no running water, no bathrooms, no electricity, no air conditioning, no heating, nothing, and no kitchen. I mean, they were just cooking literally outside, you know, just on some sticks and stuff like that. And they were happy. They were happy. You know, they were very well balanced, and they, in many ways, were more aligned with, in balance, you know, with Earth, with just the flow of life. And so what's occurring right now with the shift is probably, in most cases, affecting people, particularly like in the United States of America, more than it is in the third world countries, because the people in the United States are accustomed to a certain paradigm, a certain way of life. And God forbid when you lose your electricity and you lose your running water, right? And you don't have a kitchen and you don't have a refrigerator and you don't have air conditioning and you don't have television. This really affects you. I mean, profoundly, because you're so used to that paradigm, that reality. You put your, you know, you based yourself, your day-to-day reality on it. It was your a false sense, really, of security, of something that really didn't exist, but you believe that it did exist. And people in third world countries don't go through that loss. When there's a natural disaster that comes through their villages, their islands, you know, and they are much quicker to adapt. They're much quicker to say, well, because they didn't, so to say, lose as much, right? Their reality, their whole belief system, their sense of security really didn't change that much when the natural disaster got through with them. So in many ways, people of a lesser physical element way of life, really you would say the people in the third world country, most people would view them as being poor. But in many ways are spiritually rich. They have a lot of advantages because they're more attuned to themselves, like almost like the natural animal species, you know. You hear when a tsunami's coming or an earthquake's coming, you know, the birds are aware of it, right? The horses are aware of it, the cattle are aware of it, and they go to higher ground. So they're more attuned to the real world, not the man-made world, the fabricated artificial reality that a natural episode can take down in a second. But with Earth itself, and people of a third world country know how to live. They don't have refrigerators to begin with. So they're not worried about it. They don't have power and electricity and water. So they're not worried about it. But people here in the United States, this is tragic for them. It's such an enormous change and shift for them. And they don't even know how to find that harmony or balance. Like, well, let's try living without it for a while. And right now, you can repair and rebuild, but in the future, that option might not be there from what I've been shown. You can only repair and rebuild so much because as the natural disasters keep on coming up, game over. And you might have no other alternative but to adapt to living and that kind of reality, like a third world country. And some people might say, I can't do that. I don't want to do that. Don't even go there. Well, you may not have a choice. Do you ever think about that? Because you're not in control. You're not in charge. Mother Earth has got her own game on. She's doing what she wants to do. The meteors out in space, they're going to do what they want to do. It's time to unshrink wrap yourself and to become aware of the world that you live in. The world. And there's another topic we haven't even brought up yet at all that I may want to talk about in the future. And that is the intergalactic world. It is the best way I can put it. The extraterrestrial world, who are, by the way, amongst us as well, and all their interactions with the planet going on right now. And it's shocking to me, although our government has really made great stride in the last couple years to talk about, you know, disclosure. That's the technical word everybody's using now. It's disclosure time. You know, where they finally came out with the videos of the Pentagon and so forth like that with these crafts. And slowly by little, they're leaking, you know, these confidential records that, oh yeah, by the way, there's extraterrestrials. Yeah, there's alien crafts. It does you absolutely no good, like a horse, to put blinders on and say those things don't exist, or those things are just made up, or those things are evil, the work of the devil. Judging things, calling things the work of the devil, calling them evil, guess what? It's not going to make them go away. They're not going to go away. I mean, if a gray alien decides to stand in front of you one afternoon or evening, you can take out whatever holy book you have and attempt to damn them to hell. And it doesn't matter. You know, it's not going to make them go away. They still exist. You know, they're a real element as well. Different species. And so being afraid of things doesn't make them go away. Doesn't just like, you know, like, go away. You know, I don't have time for you, or you can't come into my reality. They're already in our reality. A matter of fact, they've existed before even the human race was developed. So as a species, so there are ancient civilizations that have been on this planet many years ago that were not humans. And they do come by and visit and check in with us. And it is from what I've been shown, will also be coming back to some extent to live amongst us again, whoever do remain on the earth. But you have every choice and free will and choice, but you really don't. If you continue to hold on to the old patriarchal and the old limited, restricted, fear-based belief system and paradigm, you're only basically delaying your own survival rate while incarnated. It's going to be only more difficult and difficult and difficult for you. You might as well just take a deep breath, welcome yourself to the new world that is about to introduce itself to you, and just go with the flow and don't live in such a fear base and knowing that there's no need for something to save you. There's nothing to be saved from. And just live in peace with your own self. Get acquainted with all of these other elements and consciousnesses that are going to express themselves here on Earth. And just go through it without fear. You think you could try to do that? Because fearing or, denying extraterrestrials doesn't make them go away. It just doesn't. They exist. So now what are you going to do about it? You could be afraid of them through your whole entire lifetime here, or you can just go, oh, okay, one more thing on my bucket list that I need to get to know and understand. And do it without fear. Do it without judgment. There's a big, vast world out there that you're from, that you're a part of. But it's like you get incarnated in the human dimension, and I really believe the matrix, the paradigm, the patriarchal society just shrunk everybody's consciousness. it's just control, 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 restrictions, limitations, the ignorance. I mean, all of these ancient books that they're finding, the Book of the Giants, the Book of Enoch. I mean, there's so many incredible books from ancient civilizations that are popping up left and right now, that these historical architects are finding. It's amazing. And they're reading this and reading this stuff. And it's like, why did our government keep this knowledge and information from us? Why did the man-made religious organizations keep this from us? Why has the human race been kept in the dark and basically deprived of life, of what life is all about, and who they are as a spiritual person, as a soul, and where they come from? They just shrunk everybody and put them into a prison and gave them very limited, restricted paradigm guidelines of, now you're a human and this is who you must be and this is how you must live. Well, whoever those elements, those beings were that created the old Earth paradigm, where are they now? Because they have a human race that is freaking out. I mean, just freaking out because it's just changed a little. A little. It's just begun, my friends. If you only see the things that are being shown to me on a regular basis. I mean, we've just started on that Walt Disney roller coaster ride. And you might as well get used to screaming, because there's going to be a lot of screaming that's going to be going on, But they really handicapped the human race. They really did. They just stole so much from you. And you're right to know the truth about who and what you are, where you came from, and how this all works down here on the earth and in the spiritual plane. And there's absolutely no reason for you to be afraid of anything. just give up fear. Make that your New Year's resolution. I will not be afraid. I am not afraid. And no matter what you go through in this dimension, however long your blueprint allows you to go before your body expires, put a grin on your face. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the experience. And experience life. Not a coma-like state that you probably have been in for most of your life, but allow yourself to experience life. The fullness of life coming at you from every dimension, whatever form that may take, even if considered disastrous. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the journey. That's what you came down here for. And know when it's all said and done and you've been through the ride, you're going to go home anyway. Then you can sit out there on the astral plane and talk about it with your two best friends. Okay, another wonderful moment with Miss Tina. God bless you all, okay? No more fear, put a smile on your face.
Welcome to the Miss Tina Show. Over the past 40 years, Miss Tina has helped thousands of people regain clarity, peace of mind, and spiritual freedom with her intuitive, spiritual, and healing gifts. And now, she can assist you too. With one-on-one support, spiritual consultations, and healing modalities provided through online sessions via Zoom. Miss Tina specializes in intuitive consultations, spiritual life coaching, energy healing, loss of a pet consultations, loss of a loved one consultations, alien abduction consultations. Listen to what her clients say. Miss Tina is an amazing sensitive, insightful, compassionate, and a trusted spiritual teacher. Miss Tina is truly gifted, kind, and has a beautiful soothing energy that puts you immediately at ease. Join Miss Tina every Wednesday evening live at 8 p.m. EDT on the Miss Tina Show, podcasted on the most trafficked social networks and the largest podcast portals on the planet. To schedule a private session, go to www.misstinashow.com.